Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is James and Ash with your 11 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, Labour candidate Tracy Price has accused LNP of lying in their advertisement campaign. The LNP have claimed in flyers delivered to households in Brisbane that a collection led by Labour and the Greens would reduce rubbish collection in Brisbane to once every 2 weeks. Ms. Price has denied that there is any plan to reduce services in a council she leads, adding Lord Mayor Adrian Schrinner needs to stop lying to Brisbane. This next story contains mention of coercive control, which may be sensitive for some listeners. Queensland is today set to be the second state to pass laws criminalising coercive control as a standalone offence. The maximum sentence will be jail time of up to 14 years, yet it won't become a criminal offence until 2025. Sue Clark, co-founder of the Small Steps for Hannah Foundation, said when the bill was first introduced that victims need to know the law will back them up, and this legislation will provide an extra layer of support.
In national news, the Australian Communications and Media Authority has fined Optus $1.5 million for violating public safety rules. ACMA put Optus under investigation and found that Optus failed to upload the information of up to 200,000 users between the time of January 2021 and September 2023, information used by the emergency services. Optus will now undergo a series of independent reviews to make sure the organisation is compliant under court undertaking. Telstra is also under investigation after there was a 000 outage across 5 states. It was revealed this morning that the Telstra centre that answers 000 calls and transfers them to the chosen emergency service had multiple system errors last Friday, which is what contributed to this huge outage. The root of the cause is yet to be confirmed.
In international news, negotiations in Cairo aimed at brokering a ceasefire for the Israel-Gaza war have been extended for a third day, with no significant breakthroughs being made. Hamas representatives have met with Egyptian, Qatari, and US mediators, but an Israel did not send a delegation to Cairo on the second day, as some sources claimed. Bassem Nain, the head of Hamas's political division in Gaza, has told reporters that Benjamin Netanyahu is opposed to reaching an agreement and suggested that it is the responsibility of the US to encourage the Israeli Prime Minister to engage in negotiations.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partially cloudy. It's currently 27 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 28. There is no current rating for fire danger and the UV index is predicted to reach 11, which is in the extreme band. That's all your news for 11 a.m. We'll be back to tomorrow morning with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to foil000z.org.au.